I could say also it's great joy to see some old friends in the midst, and after the meeting, we will have a chance to fellowship together. Now the Lord Jesus, and I want to tell you that the task of a preacher is not to tell you stories. The task of a preacher is to tell you what Jesus said. To open up his word clearly by the grace of God. And what does the Lord Jesus say? He said, "My words, they are spirit and they are life." That is, they have power by the Spirit of God to bring life into your soul. Now today I have to preach in such a way as to shorten the message. You see, in Montreal we have translation, but the translation is simultaneous. It goes through the earphones. But we don't have the facility here for that. That means that I more or less have to shorten my message in half because of the translation. So that is why, without a lot of introduction, I come straight to the words of the Lord. What does the Lord Jesus say in this passage? He said, "Truly, I say to you." Now this passage is important because the Lord emphasizes its importance by two means. He opens the passage by using this word "truly," which always emphasizes he's going to say something important. And in verse 15, he closes the statement with the stress on the importance of this passage. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. That means to say, if you have the spiritual discernment to understand what I am saying, then discern carefully what I have said. Truly I say to you that among those born of women, there has never risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Born of women, that means, is another way of saying any human being. Among human beings, there is no one greater than John the Baptist. He is not saying that in the spiritual world, among spiritual beings, there is no one greater than John the Baptist. He's only saying that among human beings, since the beginning of mankind till now, no one born of women, no human being is greater than John. Notice also that he does not say that John is greater than Abraham, or John is greater than David, or John is greater than Moses. He is only saying that those people, those great men of God, were not greater than John the Baptist. That is, they may have been equal to John the Baptist, but they were not greater than he. Now I should explain the purpose of the message. In the next few weeks, God willing, I shall be expounding a series of messages, developing one theme. And today I am simply preparing the background through those series of messages.
而今天我只不過是為這個系列的信息是打一個背景基礎。
I would like you to catch a vision.
我想你捉到一個意象。
The vision of what Jesus, our Lord Jesus, expected his church to be.
我想你看到呢耶稣所期望的教会是怎么样的
Put in a more direct form.
说得直接这么样呢
What he expects each one of us to be.
即是说他期待我们每一个人应该怎么样的
Put even more directly.
更加直接地说呢
What he expects you to be.
他期待你应该是怎么样的
If, that is, you are to be a Christian.
即是说如果你想是一个基督徒的话
He is saying what he came into the world to do.
他在这里讲的是他之所以来世间的目的想做什么
What kind of a church he died to bring into existence.
他之所以要死他想建立一个什么类型的教会
When he died for you, what did he expect to happen to you?
当他为你死的时候他期待在你身上有什么出来
Did he expect simply that he died for you so thatYou can live any sort of life you want and get to heaven.
是不是他说为你死呢就你可以求其过任何一类生活都不要紧然后到尾就升天堂了。
He has no further expectation from you and from me than that.
除此之外呢他在你身上在我身上呢并无其他的希望了。
Did he expect no more than that you go to church once or twice a week?
除了你每个礼拜去礼拜堂做礼拜之外他没什么期望了是不是呢
If you think that way, you don't know the Lord Jesus.
如果你咁想咧，你就唔認識主耶穌。
You don't know the way he teach, what he taught.
你唔知佢教啲咩嘢。
His expectation of each one of us is exceedingly high.
佢喺我哋每個人身上邊嘅期望係絕對高嘅。
Now that is the point that I'm going to expound to you today.
呢一點咧就正正係今日嘅話題。
He is talking about greatness.
佢已經講緊係一啲嘅大偉大嘅事啊。
He expects and he will accomplish greatness.
而佢要成就啲大嘅事
，in the life of everyone that he redeems，
喺每一个佢所救赎嘅人嘅生命里边
，of everyone who hopes to be by the grace of God in his kingdom，
而每一个想希望靠住佢恩典能够喺天国里边有份嘅人
，strangely enough， this is not much preached in these days。
奇怪嘅咧，呢类咁样嘅话题好少听见人哋讲。
When you listen to the preaching of an evangelist，
当你听一个传道人咧讲到。
You get the feeling that all that Jesus died for was hoping that maybe you will raise your hand after the meeting.
你得到嘅印象就係咧，耶穌所期望你做嘅咧，無非就係個佈道會裏邊舉舉手。
That maybe you will come to the front and so-called make a decision for Christ.
或者你會勇敢啲行到嚟禮堂面前咧，所謂決志啦。
And Jesus will thank you for being so kind to make a decision for Him.
然後耶穌就會多謝你，哎、真係好啦，你肯為我決志啊。
And after that, by all means, do whatever you like.
然之後咧，哦，隨便你做乜都好啦，唔介意啊。
Only come to church occasionally，
只需要間中嚟下禮拜堂。
Once or twice a week，
或者一個月一兩次到啦。
Put a little bit more money in the church，
或者俾啲錢俾教堂添啊。
And the rest of the week you can forget about him。
如果禮拜其實嗰幾天咧，你忘記曬都得噶啦。
If people think that that is what Jesus died for， they don't know Jesus。
如果人咁樣諗，話耶穌之所以死就為呢個原因。
I want to say to those of you who think of baptism, I'm even willing to frighten you off.
我想特別對嗰啲諗緊想受浸嘅人講啊，我想特別同你講啲嘢咧，想嚇怕你。
So that when you make your decision and you count the cost, it says here in Luke chapter 9.
所以喺你個決定之前咧，正如你喺度好似黑板所講，你計算做門徒嘅代價嘅時候啊
，that you will really know.That you are going to become the kind of Christian that Jesus died for.
我叫你清楚地知道咧，耶穌之所以死，係想你變成一個咩類型嘅基督徒。
I myself am thoroughly tired of wishy-washy Christians in the church.
我自己嚟講咧，就為咗嗰啲咁樣嘅唔湯唔水嘅基督徒咧，已經係討厭覺得疲倦啦。
And I didn't even die for the church.
我連我自己都冇為教會而死喎。
It is Jesus who died for our sins and for your sins.
係耶穌為教會為你同我嘅罪而死咗。
If I am tired of it, I dare not think what he thinks of it.
如果我自己都話為咗呢個現象而疲倦咧，我都唔知耶穌點樣嘅心情。
He laid down his life for a church like this.
佢為咗個咁樣嘅教會而失去佢生命。
The kind of church that fights each other out there in the world.
一类互相的争执在世界里面来互相的来去个纷争的教会吗？
Where the elders rush off to the new territories to have a meal and play mahjong after the service?
在一类教会呢，就崇拜之后，那些长老呢很快地赶到沙田去打麻雀，有桌角等着他了。
Where you can go into that church and nobody greets you?
去到教会里面呢，没人跟你打招呼的。
What kind of church is this?
什么教会来的？
Jesus died for this?
耶稣为这类教会而死。
No wonder the Lord Jesus said, when the Son of Man, when I come again, will I find faith in the church? Will I find faithfulness in the church? Among the sons of women, among those born of women, there's no greater than John the Baptist. What kind of greatness is the Lord Jesus talking about? Is he saying that among politicians, there never was anybody greater in politics than John? Is he saying that in the business world, not even Rockefeller was more successful than John the Baptist? Is he saying that in the sports world, there was no boxer, no sportsman greater than John the Baptist? That is, John would have knocked them all out if he got in the boxing ring with them? And so if you can run the 100 meters in 9 seconds, John would have beat you in 8 seconds.
所以呢，如果你能够冲一百公尺用九秒来冲到呢，约翰比仲快过你。
No, of course he's not talking about that.
当然唔系讲紧呢类嘅嘢啦。
And so, in what sense is he greater than everyone else born in this world?
所以当佢话约翰比任何嘅人都伟大，伟大系咩意思呢？
He is talking about spiritual greatness.
佢讲紧一啲嘅属灵嘅伟大。
In terms of spiritual greatness.No one exceeded the level of John the Baptist.
即是话，从属灵嘅伟大角度嚟睇咧，冇一个人比约翰更加大。
What is spiritual greatness?
咩叫属灵嘅伟大啊
？Let us get every item very clear in our mind.
我哋希望能够每一点都能够清楚掌握到。
When we say that Abraham was spiritually great,
当我哋话亚伯拉罕属灵里边好伟大。
When we say that Moses was spiritually great.
当我哋话摩西属灵好伟大
，When we said that Isaiah was a great prophet of God，
当我哋话以赛亚系一个好伟大嘅神嘅先知
，What do we mean by this word great in this context？
当我哋用呢个嘅大嘅字嘅时候，系咩意思啊
？Did we mean that Abraham was very tall？
系咪话亚伯拉罕咧身材好高大啊
？Do we mean that Moses was very muscular？
系咪摩西咧系佢手瓜子起剪噶
？But if we are talking about spiritual greatness， what do we mean？
但系佢讲嘅属灵嘅伟大系咩意思得噶？
Do we mean that Isaiah was great because he was so eloquent?
当你话以赛亚好伟大，系咪即是话佢口才非常好咧
？So that when he wagged his tongue, everyone's eyes just popped out.
所以咧，当佢咧就用佢嘅呢个两寸嘅舌头咧，每个人耳朵都俾埋佢啦。
So what is the greatness?
伟大系咩意思啊
？When we speak of spiritual greatness, we know that we are speaking about a quality of life.
当我哋谈到属灵嘅伟大嘅时候咧，我哋讲紧某一种嘅生命嘅质素。
We are saying that Abraham was great because of his total obedience towards God。
当我哋话亚伯拉罕伟大嘅时候咧，我哋讲紧佢系绝对嘅服从神啊。
Even to the readiness, not so much only to give up his own life, which would have been easier, but to give up his only son to God。
去到个程度，佢唔单止愿意将自己生命俾埋神啊，连佢自己独生嗰个仔，佢都愿意俾埋神。
As I've elsewhere said, it's much easier to give your own life than to give the life of your son.
我以前曾经讲过，有啲时候你发觉你会将自己生命俾咧，会容易过将你一个亲人嘅生命俾咗佢。
Nothing was too precious for Abraham to offer up to God.
冇一样其他嘅嘢比起佢嘅仔能够俾献俾神嘅。
So we say he is a great spiritual man.
所以话佢哋系一个非常伟大嘅大人。
When we say that Moses is great, wherein was he great?
当你话摩西系伟大嘅时候，从咩角度佢系伟大啊
？Moses did some miracles.
佢做咗啲神迹啊。
But that is not where the greatness of Moses was it?
但佢嘅伟大并唔系在乎呢啲嘅，系咪咧
？Again, the greatness of Moses consisted in the quality of his life.
同样，佢嘅伟大系在乎佢嘅生命嘅质素。
His meekness. towards men.
对人的谦和的态度。
His total obedience to God.
他对神的绝对的服从。
More than that, his close relationship to God.
更加重要呢，就是他和神那个密切的关系。
Whereby God was able to speak through him to the people.
透过这个关系呢，神甚至能够透过他向他人民讲话的。
So that the people received the word of life, the word of God.Through Moses. Without him, they would have not have gotten that word.
所以嗰啲会众咧，透过摩西能够听见呢个嘅神嘅说话嘅，冇咗摩西，佢哋就冇啦。
Again and again, he went up into the high mountain to commune with God.
一次又一次咁样，佢上高山同神有沟通啊。
And then he brought back the word of God to the people.
然之后从山上边佢将神嘅说话带俾嗰啲人。
And God testified with mighty works that this was truly a servant of His.
而神用好多大能嘅事咧。向人面前证明呢一个系佢所拣嘅仆人嚟嘅。
Again, wherein was the greatness of Isaiah?
同样，以赛亚伟大喺边个地方啊
？Isaiah did no miracles.
以赛亚并冇行神迹喎。
Or very few miracles that we can notice.
或者好少咧，少到我哋留意唔到都唔定啦。
But again, his greatness consisted in his clear discernment of the word of God for Israel.
同样，佢之所以伟大，系因为佢能够睇得通以色列个境况。
And was able to deliver that word faithfully to the people of Israel.
而且能够好忠心咁样将神嘅说话传俾个人民。
Now notice in all this analysis of spiritual greatness.
留意咧，从呢啲所有嘅属灵嘅分析，有关于个伟大嘅事情上边。
Not one word has been said about status.
冇一句说话系提及嗰个人嘅身份嘅。
David was not great because he was a king.
大卫之所以伟大，唔系因为佢系皇帝。
There were many kings in Israel.
以色列有好多其他嘅皇帝添。
But the Bible says that these kings were evil men, disobedient to God.
圣经话其他呢啲皇帝咧系恶人嚟嘅。
The fact that they were kings counted nothing with God whatsoever.
之所以佢哋系皇帝咧，喺神面前并唔等于啲乜嘢。
Even though they were kings among the people of God in Israel.
就算神的人民当中以色列国家里面皇帝不代表什么东西。
The king was not a king of a secular nation. These kings were kings of God's people, Israel.
这些皇帝不是普通世界的皇帝，他是神的国家以色列的皇帝。
Yet in God's eyes, their kingship counted for nothing because of their disobedience.
因为他们的不服从的缘故，在神眼中这些皇帝在神面前是没有地位的。
So you see, greatness did not consist in that status.
所以伟大咧系同身份冇关系。
Now this is important for understanding our passage.
所以呢点系为咗了解呢段圣经系重要嘅。
The Lord Jesus, let us remember what He is saying. He is saying that among those born of women, among human beings, no one is greater than John.
要我哋记得耶稣讲啲乜嘢？佢话凡女人生嘅，冇一个人比约翰更加伟大。
John had no particular status.
约翰并冇任何嘅身份嘅。
He didn't hold any rank in the nation of Israel.
佢以色列国里边并冇任何嘅职位。
He had no office, no government office of any sort.
佢喺政府里边冇职位嘅。
What was he? He was simply a preacher.
佢系咩嚟噶？佢个讲道嘅人嚟啫嘛。
Wherein is his greatness? It certainly has nothing to do with status.
佢伟大喺边度啊？肯定同佢嘅身份冇关系。
This is not to say that in the Bible there is no such thing as status or rank.
但这个不等于说圣经里面完全不谈及有职位的事情。
But that no one can on the basis of rank claim greatness.
但是没有一个人能够靠自己身份说自己是伟大的。
You see, in the kingdom of God, rank is given or allotted on the basis of spiritual greatness.
因为在天国里面一个人的伟大是在乎他一个人的职位身份咧，喺在乎佢属灵嘅伟大。
That is to say, you cannot have any rank in the kingdom of God unless you prove worthy of that rank or of that status.
即系话，除非你证明自己系配得起有某一个嘅职位、某一个嘅伟大咧，否则你喺天国里边系冇身份。
So that even if you gain that rank or that status, you will lose it if you prove unworthy of it.
你知道咧，甚至你有一个时期得到某一个嘅职位咧。假如你唔證明自己繼續嘅係配得上嘅話，遲啲你都會失去。
Why am I spending time to explain this？
點解花咁多時間嚟解釋呢啲事情
？Because there will be preachers who will tell you why is the Lord saying that even the least in the kingdom of God is greater than John？
因為你會很快就聽見其他的傳道人講咧，點解耶穌喺度話咧，甚至天國裏邊最細嗰個都仲要比佢大
？Oh, the answer is very easy.
佢哋就話咧，答案好簡單嘅啫。
You see, John was just a servant of God.
因為咧，約翰只不過係神一個仆人嚟啫嘛。
But in the kingdom of God, we are sons of God.
但係喺天國裏邊咧，我哋就係兒子嚟嘅。
We have a rank.
我哋有一個身份嘅。
This is nonsense.
呢個係荒謬嘅。
Because this comparison is completely invalid.
因為呢個咁樣嘅比較係冇效嘅。
It's the failure to understand this principle concerning status and rank in the kingdom of God.
呢證明到你咧係睇唔到聖經上邊有關於身份同埋呢啲嘅職位嘅事情。
You see, Israel was also called son of God.
你要注意，以色列民每一個都稱為神嘅兒女嘅。
The title of son of God is not confined to Christians. You need only look at the Bible dictionary to understand that.
呢個神嘅兒子嘅身份並唔係限於基督徒嘅，你只需要睇睇聖經就會揾到嘅。
If we want to talk about ranks, then angels also called sons of God.
如果你咁中意講積分咧？你要留意天使都叫做神嘅儿子嘅。
Even disobedient angels in Genesis 6 are called sons of God.
甚至系唔服从神嘅嗰啲天使啊，喺创世嘅第六章都系叫做神嘅儿子。
Or if they are not angels, then disobedient people are still called sons of God.
假如佢唔系天使都好啦，嗰啲唔服从神嘅人咧，都叫做天神嘅儿子。
The very people that God has rejected, they are still called sons of God.
甚至嗰啲神已经系撇弃咗嗰啲人啊。
When Israel was disobedient to God, it was still called the son of God. That status holds nothing with God. It doesn't mean that because they are called sons of God, they will be saved. Why is this? Because they prove unworthy of the grace that was given to them. As elsewhere expounded, the Lord's teaching on worthiness, and I shall not repeat that here. The principle here is this. The Lord is comparing spiritual greatness, not status, and we cannot compare two different things. Think again carefully what the Lord is saying.
我哋再一次谂下耶稣喺度讲啲咩嘢。
He is saying that of all those born of women, no one is greater than John.
佢话所有女人所生嘅，冇一个比约翰更加伟大。
Yet the least in the kingdom of God is greater than John.
但系天国里边最细嗰个咧，竟然比约翰更加大。
That is a striking statement. Try to let a little time to absorb what the Lord is saying. John is spiritually so great that he is on the level of Abraham, Isaac, whatever you like to compare with. But the least one in the kingdom of God is greater than John the Baptist.
但天国里边最细嗰个咧，比约翰更加大。
You are the least one in the kingdom of God. If you are truly in the kingdom of God, the Lord is saying you are greater than John the Baptist.
如果你系最细嗰个咧，就话如果你喺天国里边嘅话，耶稣系话紧俾你听，你比约翰更加大。
Now notice another point carefully.
留心第二点。
He does not say that one day you will be greater than John the Baptist.
耶稣唔系话有一天你会比约翰更加大。
That is to say, one day when you get to heaven, you will be greater than John the Baptist.
例如话咧，有一天到你升天堂嘅时候咧，到时你会比约翰更加大啦。
Or one day in the new heaven and the new earth, when you are completely transformed in the kingdom of God, you will be greater. There's no past, no future tense here.
到嗰时咧，到你自己被完全被改变啦，你就会好似比约翰更加大啦。但呢度冇任何一种嘅将来嘅时态喺度。
Both in the Greek and in the English translation correctly, the present tense is greater. The least in the kingdom of God is greater.
原文希腊文里边咧，已经原英文里边嘅翻译得正确嘅。你呢个字系一个现在嘅时态嚟嘅，你系比现在你比约翰更加大。
That is not in some future age you will become greater, but in this present age you are.
即系话唔系一啲嘅将来嘅时代里边，你将会比约翰更大，系而家。
This thing becomes more staggering all the time. How are we going to cope with this?
怎样去处理这个问题呢？
How are we going to understand these words?
怎样去了解这些说话呢？
Now notice further that the kingdom of God here is spoken of as present.
大家留意着这个天国这回事呢，在这里是用一个现在的时态去谈及的。
You see that in the next verse, in verse 12.
你会从十二节看到这个情况。
From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the men of violence take it by force.
从先知约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得着了。
If in some sense the kingdom of God is not present, no one can take it by force, no one can make cause it to suffer violence.
假如天国这回事不是现今的话，没人就能够为天国缘故而努力的了。
The kingdom of here is to do violence to it is the basic idea.
那个基本的天国的翻译呢，应该是说呢，有人去向天国施暴力。
This fact is, how is the kingdom of God present now?
问题就是天国在什么情况之下是现今的呢？
The kingdom of God in the Lord's teaching, and this will take too long to expound, but putting it very simply.
在耶稣的教训里面，天国是简单来说是这样。
The kingdom of God is present now in a hidden form.
天国在现在的世代里面，是以一个隐蔽的方式之下而存在。
The Lord makes this clear by speaking about a hidden treasure or a pearl that you have to search for, that it does not stand obviously before your eyes, you have to look for it.
以前可以看到例如从那些比喻，当耶稣说到这个好像一粒珍珠你要寻找的，你好像一个被埋藏在地下里面的宝藏，你需要发掘出来。
So the kingdom of God is present in a hidden, that is in a spiritual, non-visible form.
所以天国在一个隐蔽的情况之下是存在的。
It is present in the form, in the coming of the Spirit of God.
它是透过圣灵的来临呢，是存在。
And present in the preaching of the word of God when it is preached in the power of the Spirit.
而当讲到带有神的能力的时候呢，在那个地方天国就存在。
That is when the word of God by the Spirit is being proclaimed to you, you can take hold of the kingdom of God by taking hold of the word of God.
即是话，当神的说话向你传讲的时候呢，你可以。
That is why John the Baptist was the first to proclaim the kingdom of God. Therefore, since the time of John the Baptist, through the proclamation of the kingdom, the word, the kingdom of God has been coming. What then does it mean that people were doing violence to it?
当我们说人向天国施行暴力是什么意思？
These words, of course, as any of you familiar with scholarly literature, have been a problem to scholars. They've been trying to wrestle with this verse.
假如你稍微接近一些学者界呢，你就知道这类的圣经经节是相当考人去解的。
Many learned articles by various scholars have been written on this verse.
已经有不少出名的释经家呢，想去尝试去解释这段圣经。
Putting it very simply,
很简单来说呢，
because the kingdom of God, the word of God and the spirit of God has been working with power.
就是神的国一向以来都有大能力这样来工作。
It produces a very strong reaction, a very violent reaction in people.
为这个缘故呢，它从人当中产生一个非常的猛烈的反应。
That is, whenever the kingdom of God or the preaching of the word comes with power, it produces a very strong reaction in the hearers.
即是每次当神的话语带有能力地传讲的时候呢，在听众的心中中呢，是带来一个非常猛烈的反应。
And therefore calls forth a very extreme or radical reaction.
而带来一个非常的极端、非常猛烈的一个的回应。
This word can therefore rightly be considered.A violent response.
所以你直接可以翻译为呢一个暴力般的反应来的。
That is to say, when the word of God is preached with power, you either feel very uncomfortable in yourself, as very often happens with the preaching of the word.
即是话咧，正如好多时你听到一样咧，当你听到说话嘅时候，你心里边一系就觉得非常嘅唔舒服
，or you feel very happy, joyful，
或者你觉得系非常嘅快乐啊。
Your response to the word of God, to the kingdom of God, the message of the kingdom, is either going to be one of love or of hate.
你对于天国嘅信息嘅反应咧，一系就系属于系憎恨嘅。
But it's very difficult to remain neutral, that is, without response. Therefore, I found many times when I expound the Word of God, I find the same reaction among people. Many people feel very uncomfortable at first. Because they are frightened by the claims and expectations of the Lord.
That's what the Lord said.
Count the cost, because there's going to be a cost to count. You see, to those who come to the church in Montreal, there are two kinds of people. Or more correctly, two kinds of response. Some people come and they hear the message and they say, wow, this scares me. I'm going, I don't come back here again. So, they literally run away from the Word of God. They can't stand it. Other people stay on and they know it's the truth, so they better stay and wrestle with it. And they keep fighting it. Sometimes they fight it for 1 month, sometimes for even nearly a year, they are still fighting. And finally, sometimes in the grace of God, God's grace wins through. Finally, they receive it with joy. So usually they break down in tears, as often happens in our church. When they finally yield their life to the kingship, the lordship of Christ. Now you can see that the Word of God produces this kind of radical or extreme reaction. It's always the case. And sometimes it has a stunning effect. When I preach in a church where they have not heard me before, when I open up the teaching of the Lord to them,
it
has a stunning effect. Why? Because they've been used to a kind of preaching that has watered down everything. Now they get it straight and it stuns them. They realize that now they are faced with having to make a radical decision. In fact, this preaching frightens even the pastors and preachers. That is why in one very large conference, even the pastors got so terrified that they said, this is too frightening, because all the people were rushing to the counselors and asking for help. You see, this radical reaction when God's word is preached seems to frighten people. In this age of wishy-washy Christianity, but I am determined to be faithful to my Lord. Whether people love me or hate me doesn't matter to me. And I can tell you that not a few, many in fact, many people hate me thoroughly. In fact, quite a few have made some attempts on my life. Doesn't matter to me. I shall preach God's word. Faithfully. If it costs me my life. This is essential. Because this is what Jesus died for. Am I going to hide this thing? But I ask each one of you not to take what I say. Simply because I said it. I ask you to look carefully at this word. I ask you to decide. Is that what Jesus is saying? Ask yourself honestly, isn't that what Jesus is saying? If you dare to say this is not what Jesus said, then you can forget about the whole thing. But do not destroy your conscience in the process. Let the word of God speak to your heart. So then let us look at this matter. He is saying that the least in the kingdom of God, that is you and me, the nobodies in God's kingdom, these are greater than John the Baptist. You look around the church today and you say, who is greater than John the Baptist? I don't see anybody around here these days who are greater than John the Baptist. At least today in the church, it's very hard to find anybody even barely coming halfway to the level of John the Baptist. Never mind being greater than him. Now let us ask, and some years ago, about 4.5 years ago, I expounded this passage in Montreal. And I expounded this passage by pointing out that the least is in the kingdom of God, in the teaching of the Lord Jesus, also the greatest. That is to say, the Lord Jesus said many times, he who is least in the kingdom, he who becomes the servant of all, will be the greatest in the kingdom. I pointed out that no one could be the greatest in the kingdom of God except Jesus himself. Because he himself chose to be the least, the servant of all. This is what Philippians chapter 2 tells us clearly. And therefore we saw that basically what this means is that Jesus is greater than John the Baptist because he, being the greatest, he became the greatest through being the least. Now that exposition is correct. There's no doubt about that. But it isn't complete. There is more to it than that. And the point here is, what is that more? I don't want to go through the exegetical details of this. Especially when you have no training in exegetical details, you may find it hard to follow. Putting it very simply, like we can say this. If the Lord merely wanted to say in this passage that he is greater than John the Baptist, he could have said that in a very direct manner.
If
But if that's what he wanted to say, it makes no particular point in this passage, in this context. What is more, he would not have made his point, because it is doubtful if any who heard him say that would have understood that he was referring to himself. You see, if you want to make a point, just make it so that your hearers understand the point. Because put in this way, his hearers would not have got the point. Moreover, it is contrary to the style of the Lord. The Lord tends to say his point very clearly and very directly. In fact, he makes this point very plainly in John chapter 5, verse 36. Where he says that his testimony from God is greater than that of John the Baptist.